back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
My husband and I are considering moving to a 55-plus community when we retire. We're trying to do our homework about active adult living. Are there questions or issues that would-be residents typically overlook? Really, the biggest question, whether the lifestyle fits your particular needs. Never look at just one community when you're looking at a retirement community, because every neighborhood in 55-plus community, every continuing care retirement community is different, and the lifestyle that people live within a community differs based upon sort of, frankly, the original founder's vision for what that community would provide for the people living there. And I'll give you a case in point. If you move into a community where the focus is on outdoor living, you're going to find a lot more outdoor living locations. You're going to find waterfalls. You're going to find features that focus on getting outside. Other places that were started much longer ago were more focused on interior living, started as a nursing home and then evolved over time to become a retirement community. For those 55-plus communities like Del Webb is building and Celebrate down in Fredericksburg, or Potomac Green out in Ashburn, or other places up north in Maryland, these are not continuing care retirement communities. They are fee simple ownership of patio homes and the like, where you might have a first floor master, you might have two or three bedrooms on the second floor. And I've sold all over the place in that variety. The best developments offer a rich mix of activities, amenities, mostly secure locations, tranquil setting. But just as clearly, many others dismiss age-restricted living in general as a sort of bland, out-of-touch, insular, or old idea, meaning age-restrictive means you are separating yourself from being integrated within a community where you might have a multitude of people from many different backgrounds living there. Next week, I'm going to have a retirement community called Brightview come in, and they're going to discuss a development that is going up here in the local area. It's going to be one of many that I believe that they'll ultimately build, and they will discuss how they have located in a non-age-exclusive location. For some people, they would prefer to have and be around folks that are of the same age so that they have that quality of life and the ability to communicate and share in the benefits, either in the clubhouse, the dinner, the golf, and so on, like you might at a leisure world. Others would prefer not to. There's no right and wrong, no moral decision here. It's just a preference issue. So did you know that the average age in some 55-plus communities is much older than 55? Well, of course, 55 is the base age for moving in. Some new residents don't recognize this until after they purchase a house, that the many of the neighbors are in their early 80s. Now, that's fine. It's just that's the disparity that you're going to find that is more common in developments that were built a number of years ago where the earliest residents are now aging in place. If you're still independent and you're still living in independent living in an aging-in-place 55-plus community, and you have not decided to move for assisted living or move out of the community, you know, you can continue to live first-floor living. You can continue to live until you're ill in a community like that. You've made a downsize that's significant. The jump into a continuing care retirement community happens typically when someone hits around 75 to 85, somewhere in that range, where they start to think, you know, if I get sick, what will I do then? So we've recently heard from people who found themselves in a situation. And the advice that they gave was, if you want to be with young seniors, move to a new or almost new development. And lacking that, make a real effort to get a feel for the demographics by observing clubhouse activities, talking to the concierge, et cetera, prior to finalizing the deal. I met with a seller in Bethesda about a month and a half ago who decided he didn't want to move. And I think primarily the decision revolved around his visit to retirement communities and his insistence that he was not as old as the people that lived there, in spite of the fact that he's 70 and therefore, you know, younger of the older demographic, but still, you know, not young. And, you know, I'm 50, almost 53, and, you know, I'm younger than 70, but I can definitely see the horizon, if you know what I'm saying. So you want to make sure that if you want to be in a location where you're surrounded by folks or have people around you that are similar to your age, maybe 65, 60, 70, if that's important to you, that you locate into a newer development. One thing to consider, there's a company called Ingleside And they have three locations, actually, one down in Occoquan. There's also one over here in Rockville, and then there's one in Washington, D.C., in Northwest D.C., overlooking the park. And the Ingleside Family of Retirement Communities is constantly building and adding on. And they've got both developments in Rockville and Northwest D.C. have got new developments that they're adding on, which is going to bring in a younger crowd. And you may want to consider that, get on a waiting list for one of those communities, and definitely tell them if you visit that Eric Stewart sent you. Okay. Governance and rules, finances, housing, healthcare, transportation. You want to look at all of these considerations as you move in as well. Don't assume that doctors are plentiful and accessible. I met with one of my clients who has moved to Naples, and he's moved into the Moorings Park neighborhood in Naples. This is a very high-end luxury community. Average price point on the entry is about $1.5 million. For this continuing care retirement community. It sets it apart from anything in our area. Naples is a very wealthy area. They're going to have two doctors on staff all the time. That would be a little bit unusual, but you would expect it in a community that has that kind of luxury. Most CCRCs have doctors who come in once or twice a week, and then there's skilled nursing or staff available. If you are thinking about moving into a retirement community, I want you to consider the following, that not just look at the socialization, but do consider the care that you would get if you do get sick. Slow down, take a little bit of extra time to figure that one out, even if you've never been sick before, and compare it with other communities that you're looking at to be sure that it matches what your expectations are. So let's not assume that you're going to get a local doctor, or you're going to get doctor's hours all the time, or that kind of thing. And what happens if you have to give up the keys to your car at some point? Hey, we all have to do that. I remember my grandpa had to do that, and you know, that sort of changed his life at that point, that he gave up his own freedom to drive himself and needed to then be taken places. So what would happen if you move in a community and that were the case? If you're thinking about moving to a 55-plus community or CCRC and you want to just ask some questions, send those to Eric@ericstewartgroup.com, and either myself or one of my staff will get back to you with the answers that you're looking for. Perhaps it's about a specific community, or perhaps it's about how do you start the process. Regardless, we're here to assist. All right, so for those of you who are not ready to downsize to a retirement community and still want to live in maybe a single-family home with a first-floor bedroom, I want you to consider a home that we just put on the market in Laytonsville, Maryland. It's 21616 2nd Street in Gaithersburg, Laytonsville, 20882. It's 2,400 square feet, three bedrooms and a full bath, just $4,000 in taxes, and its list price, a modest $315,000. Beautifully updated, welcome, well-built in a half-an-acre lot in idyllic Laytonsville. Maybe more land than you're used to, but remember, flat land is easy to cut. And if you're looking for something that will keep you busy, a little bit of yard, a little bit of privacy, and not a lot of house, you're not spending too much time taking care, and maybe it just gives you a chance to invest in something. Perhaps you're interested in investing in real estate, consider this. Go to ericstewartgroup.com and look at our listings for Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And I've been asked to highlight one of our properties that's on Trongate. This is in Leesburg, Virginia. I want to just take a moment and elaborate a bit on this. This is an historic Selma Estates, built in 2013 with incredible upgrades. Value price to sell at $725. This is over 6,000 square feet on three levels on over half an acre. Wow. You've got views of Sugarloaf, covered front porch, two-level bump out, fenced rear yard, and you've got to use Google Maps to get the correct street view of the subdivision. Many access routes to the house. Very close to Route 415 going north, Trongate Court 15738 for more information. Also, if you're looking for luxury and size and you're looking for land, I've got two properties I want to highlight. One is in Dickerson, Maryland. This is just under $2 million and is 9,500 square feet on 27 acres, five bedroom, five bath, built like a palace. If you're listening to the show and you're looking to have a place out in the country with land for horses, and you want to be able to even subdivide a piece of land off of it, and you want a house that looks like one of the presidents lives there, this property is worthy of your consideration at 8625 Cavell Road, at $1,999,998. And then 19117 Jerusalem Road in Poolsville for $1.6 million, $1.599. Six bedroom, six bath. This is also on 20 acres, over 8,000, almost 9,000 square feet of living space. Take a look at ericstewartgroup.com. And lastly, in Oakton at 2706 Clark's Landing Drive, is also a new listing, four bedroom, three and a half bath. Beautiful home, 3,000 square feet on two floors, plus a full basement, over 4,500 square feet on half an acre. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to see all of our listings. When I get back, the next boom-bust cycle in real estate. Get ready.